It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Net neutrality will soon be the law of the land or strangled by litigation. The FCC just published rules on net neutrality. Broadband providers must move all internet traffic at the same speed, nothing blocked or slowed. Wireless carriers can slow traffic and can block it as long as it's not from a competing service like Skype or Google Voice. The rules are supposed to go into effect next month, but a bunch of new lawsuits might delay that. Citizens groups have sued over the wireless exception. Verizon sued, saying there shouldn't be any rules. Technology consultant Larry Downs says litigation will be a stumbling block.
Well, a lot of this, of course, is just posturing. I mean, most of these groups are really trying to make sure that they get the case heard in a court that they think is going to be most friendly to them. In the short term, it means the courts will probably hold up the implementation of the rules until the litigation is resolved. So likely is that the rules will probably never go into effect.
Down says the FCC is in over its head.
The big problem is that the FCC has never had the authority to do much at all with the internet. That was, I think, very clear from the last big rewrite of the telecom law in 1996. And they don't have much experience. They don't have much authority to deal with the internet revolution. Well, of course, since 1996, everything has changed in terms of, you know, their traditional things of doing with broadcast, with telephone. All these things have converged onto the internet. The FCC wants to have a role to play in regulating all this activity, but Congress has not rewritten the law to give them that authority.
The rules might not matter just yet. Andrew McLaughlin is a lecturer at Stanford Law School. He says we pretty much have an open internet at the moment, but streaming video is growing fast, a lot of money on the line, and that's where you and I will see this war being fought.
The first area where you might notice something happening is if your broadband provider at home starts to offer you special rates on their video programming services as opposed to, say, Netflix. When you think about the ability to just sit down and choose any program you want out of a vast library and watch it on any device in any location, the convenience is so dramatic that the market uptake of services like Netflix has been so tremendous that I think we can see both more growth in that direction and more panicky defensiveness on the part of video programming providers. And where those companies also own broadband service providers, they're going to be looking at how to use those broadband networks to maintain as long as possible the revenue streams they've gotten used to from their cable channels.
Andrew McLaughlin from Stanford Law School. There's a new iPhone on the way. Everyone will go nuts and want one. And in a year, Apple will launch another new iPhone, and everyone will go nuts for that one, too. Where does it end? Maybe Denmark. Thomas Møller Jensen is founder of a company called Acer, which has a new phone out. It ain't cheap, starts around $8,000, but it's built to last for at least 20 years.
Which is the opposite of what we have today, where every year, 1.3 billion mobile phones are designed and made basically entirely by plastic. They're designed to last 12 to 18 months, after which we throw them away. And they end as landfills somewhere in a third world country.
The phone doesn't do web or email or Angry Birds. It's the anti-iPhone.
Some of these people that buy our phones, they don't want to be reminded that there's an unread email coming in every other second. They just need a mobile phone so their loved ones can call them. And that's all.
Thomas Møller Jensen of Acer. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business. Always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.